From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today on the Living Truth program, and as we continue our study on the subject of the fact that the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I trust that you were with us on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as we basically laid the foundation for what I'm going to be sharing with you today and tomorrow. Of course, as I said, our foundational text is Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, where Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." If you did not get the opportunity to hear the program yesterday, Tuesday, and Monday, I might encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries so that you can receive that particular recorded program, because I think that what I had to say with you earlier on this week is so very important in being involved with missions. Now, just by way of a quick review, so far this week I've defined missions as the local church made up of individual believers in Jesus Christ being involved in fulfilling the great commission of evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and related ministries, basically as it is grounded on the Great Commission. And of course, we know the Great Commission is emphasized five times in the Word of God. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20 is the first time where it says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." That's missions. Then, yesterday, at the end of the program, I gave you the definition of the gospel. Because Paul says here in Romans 1 and verse 16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." What is the gospel of Christ? Well, it is the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which has the power to save all people who receive it from the eternal wrath of God in hell to the eternal bliss of God in heaven. And I ended the program yesterday by saying that anything that is called missions without being centered around the gospel of Jesus Christ is not missions from the biblical perspective. And so if you missed any of the programs this week, I'd encourage you to contact us here. We'd love to send you the entire week of broadcasting, but also the notes of this study on the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what you'll want to put down on your letter if you're requesting the notes and the outlines and the programs. Just ask for the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to focus on that very fact, as Romans 1 and verse 16 teaches us, that the heart of missions is the gospel of Christ. And there are three things we see in Romans 1, 16. First of all, today, let's note that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not to be ashamed of by believers. You see how Paul brings that out there in verse 16 of Romans 1. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Certainly, Paul was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that. We know that simply because of the fact that as we study the Bible, that the Apostle Paul was stoned at Lystra for the gospel. You can see that in Acts chapter 14 and verse 19. He was imprisoned at Philippi for the gospel. You can see that in Acts chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. He was chased out of Thessalonica for the gospel. You can see that in Acts chapter 17 and verse 10. Then he was smuggled out of Berea for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can see that in Acts chapter 17 and verse 14. And then he was even laughed at Athens for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can see that in Acts chapter 17 and verse 32. So in light of all of this, we recognize that Paul was eager to preach the word of God. He was not ashamed of it. And not only did he preach it at Lystra and Philippi and Thessalonica and Berea and at Athens, but in verse 15 of Romans chapter 1, he says, I am also ready to preach the gospel there at Rome. And think about this for a moment. Rome was the center of contemporary political power and pagan religion of those days. And so the Apostle Paul was ready and willing to go right into the center of political power and the center of pagan religion of his day and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Neither ridicule, criticism, nor physical persecution could curb Paul's boldness to preach the gospel. He was not ashamed of the gospel. His life proved that. But you know something, beloved? We, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the present day in which we live, should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ either. We should not be ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And we're going to be talking about that later on. You see, as Christians, we are saved from sin for all of eternity because of the gospel. Did you hear that? Can I hear an amen to it? That as Christians, we are saved from sin for all of eternity because of the gospel, and therefore we should not be ashamed of it. Let me ask you today, are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Let me give you a test. I have five questions to ask you, and obviously I don't need for you to answer them directly to me, but I would like for you to answer them in your own mind. Answer these questions that will help you to determine whether or not you are ashamed of the gospel. Number one, do you question the power of the gospel to change people's lives? If you do, you're probably ashamed of the gospel. Number two, do you hesitate to share the gospel with others who do not know the Lord? If you do, you are probably ashamed of the gospel. Number three, do you refrain from supporting evangelistic and mission ministries? If you do, you may be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number four, do you have the conviction that everybody on the face of the earth needs to hear the gospel? Well, if you don't have that conviction, maybe you don't understand what the gospel is all about. And maybe you are ashamed of it. And then the final question. Do you fear sharing the gospel with people around you who may resist it? Are you afraid to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know, one of the things that we do at the church where I pastor, and I'm certain that many churches do, is from time to time we go on door-to-door visitation. And what we do in that door-to-door visitation is to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. Sometimes it's in personal, direct conversation. Sometimes it's just by leaving a gospel tract or whatever the case may be. But we do what we can to get the Word of God into the hearts of people through door-to-door visitation. And yet, many times over again, I've heard people say, I don't want to go out on visitation because I'm afraid to talk to people. What are they afraid of? Well, they talk to people at school. They talk to people at work. They talk to people out at the grocery store. What are they afraid of? Why don't they want to go on visitation? The answer has to be that they're ashamed of the gospel, right? I mean, can you think of any other reason? Now be honest today. Be honest with yourself. When it comes to talking to others about the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you say you're afraid to do it, are you not then ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Think of it. Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, and on that cross, he bore your sin and shame. And he was not afraid to do it. He did it. And through his work on Calvary, his death, burial, and resurrection, you've been saved by trusting Christ as your personal Savior. And therefore, you and I should not be ashamed to share the gospel with others. Jesus died for us. We should be willing to speak out for him. As a matter of fact, let me put it this way. To be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to be ashamed of the Christ of the gospel. Now, you might want to try to explain that away, but beloved, don't do it. Listen to that statement again. To be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to be ashamed of the Christ of the gospel. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." And so today, we noted that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not to be ashamed of by believers. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we will wrap up our study by looking at two more facts as it relates to the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it truly is the power of God unto salvation, and that the gospel of Jesus Christ is applicable to all people. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio tomorrow as we continue and conclude our study. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed. God bless you today.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.